These ruins are all that's left of the Catholic Church in Nyange, where 2,000 Tutsis sought shelter, a mass graveyard testament to what happened to them. The man responsible for their killing, Fulgence Khayeshema, has now been arrested at a vineyard in South Africa. A reward of $5 million had been offered for help in leading to his arrest. The former police officer was hiding under a false name for 22 years. Rwanda's genocide was unprecedented. Over 100 days, about 800,000 minority Tutsis and moderate Hutus were killed by Hutu militias. Khayeshema is accused of buying petrol used to burn down the church while refugees were inside, and then bulldozing the building after the fire. Ibuka, an umbrella association of genocide survivors in Rwanda, has welcomed the arrest.
It's a great relief for Ibuka, for the survivors of the genocide, who have been crying for justice for years and years. So it's a very positive thing, especially at this time of commemoration.
Khayeshema had already been indicted by the United Nations Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda. The UN says its Secretary General Antonio Guterres' thoughts are with the families of the victims.
Mr. Khayeshema's apprehension sends a powerful message that those who are alleged to have committed such crimes cannot evade justice and will eventually be held accountable, even more than a quarter century later.
It's widely hoped that the arrest will help bring closure to victims' families.
Genocide created wounds, created trauma. So, and during the genocide, people like Fulgence behaved as if they were small gods in front of the Tutsis that they were killing. So when survivors see such a person who behaved like a small god being taken to justice, at least to them, that's also it's a healing event.
Khayeshema will be appearing in a court in Cape Town on Friday, but securing an extradition is a long and laborious task. People like Naftali believe justice delayed is justice denied.
We're afraid that these people could die without facing justice, so we really need to do this quickly.
The United Nations is still searching for at least three more key suspects in the Rwandan genocide. But for now, this arrest brings hope to the loved ones of some of those who died in what's been called one of the most serious crimes known to humankind. Andrea van Wyk, Al Jazeera.